Welcome to the Poets Register for Saturday, March 17th, 2018, St. Patrick's Day. Never officially canonized by the Catholic Church, St. Patrick was born on this date. He was captured by Irish raiders at age 16, spending several years as a slave in Ireland. He learned the customs, language, and rituals of the Druids, the very people he later evangelized. He returned to Ireland, the Irish people receptive to his teachings, especially since he took several Celtic symbols and Christianized them. St. Patrick's Day is a national holiday in Ireland and first celebrated in the U.S. on this date in 1762. What began as a religious holiday is now a secular celebration of all things Irish.
Portuguese navigator Ferdinand Magellan reached the Philippines on this date in 1521, and in 1905, Albert Einstein finished his scientific paper detailing the quantum theory of light, which would become one foundation of modern physics. The Belzec concentration camp opened with the transport of 30,000 Lublin Polish Jews on this date in 1942, a Nazi extermination camp built by the SS to implement the secret Operation Reinhardt, a plan to eradicate Polish Jews as part of the final solution. The camp operated from March to December of 1942, killing approximately 434,000 Jews and an undetermined number of Poles and Roma. After the camp was dismantled, the Germans plowed over the site, planting crops and trees to disguise the land as a farm. It's the birthday of Canadian-American writer William Ford Gibson, who once said, "The future is here. It's just not very evenly distributed." His book, Neuromancer, published in 1984, opened with one of science fiction's most memorable lines. "The sky was the color of television, tuned to a dead channel." The novel helped launch the terms cyberspace and the matrix.
Also born on this date, Kate Greenaway, one of the few artists to gain notoriety from illustrating children's books. Greenaway, along with Randolph Caldecott and Walter Crane, revolutionized illustration. She illustrated over 30 children's books, eventually writing her own titled Under the Window. Greenaway paid particular attention to the clothing of her characters, outfitting them in 19th century clothing instead of styles of the time. And soon, fashionable parents in London dressed their children like characters in her book, which a major retailer in Britain adapted for a line of children's clothing.
It's the birthday of 19th century British poet, novelist, and children's author Jean Ingelow, who published poems in periodicals as a girl. She was known for her copyright dinners, which she hosted for her poorest neighbors, paid for with the royalties from her own books. Here's a poem for today by Galway Connell, St. Francis and the Sow.
The bud stands for all things, even for those things that don't flower, for everything flowers from within of self-blessing. Though sometimes it is necessary to reteach a thing its loveliness, to put a hand on its brow of the flower and retell it in words and in touch, it is lovely, until it flowers again from within of self-blessing. As St. Francis put his hand on the creased forehead of the sow and told her in words and in touch, blessings of earth on the sow, and the sow began remembering all down her thick length, from the earthen snout all the way through the fodder and slops to the spiritual curl of the tail, from the hard spininess spiked out from the spine down through the great broken heart to the sheer blue milken dreaminess spurting and shuddering from the 14 teats into the 14 mouths sucking and blowing beneath them, the long, perfect loveliness of sow.
This has been the Poets Register for St. Patrick's Day 2018. And always remember, may the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May blessings, the sunshine warm upon your face. The rain fall softly on your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand.
See you next time on the Poets Register.
Love, love.